Hey everyone, I'm Crystal Escobar, and you're listening to the Wanna Be Balanced podcast. This is episode number 146, Simplify Your Life. I've been doing this new thing where I basically do my podcast episode live over on Facebook, but I've been just doing it once a month so that I can share it with my Facebook community, ER Shred community, my Wanna Be Balanced community. So it's just been a new little thing that I've been doing. I've been preparing a different topic for every month, and I usually do it live every first Thursday of every month. So if you're ever wanting to join me live, just keep that in mind. I'd love to have you. I'm going to go ahead and play the recording, but I did want to give you guys a little update on my whole Wanna Be Balanced mindset coaching. I wanted to explain briefly what that entails. If you do decide to work with me, what exactly will we be doing together? The first process would be I would assist you in getting really, really detailed in who you want to be. And what is the life that you're hoping to create? Together, we will get really, really detailed and specific. I'll share my process of visualization and intention setting. And then we will also identify what your biggest hurdles, your fears, and potential obstacles are. And then we will move into my time management course. I will help you design a personalized, unique blueprint for you, because I believe that managing your time well and planning out each week is the way that you are literally going to manifest these things that you're hoping to manifest into your life and become that person that you ultimately want to be. And then I will teach you my Wanna Feel Better method. We'll go into more detail. I have talked a lot about it on the podcast, and in our one-on-one sessions, I will be able to dive a little deeper with you on how to do this and assist you in raising your vibration. And what would we be doing in our one-on-one coaching sessions? Well, first, we will be together identifying your thoughts and emotions and working through those limiting beliefs one at a time, and layer by layer. And then I will assist you in finding better feeling thoughts that truly resonate with you, because it's not about just repeating positive affirmations to yourself. It's really about discovering deep within what the perfect sentence, word, or narrative is for you. And it has to be something specific to you, because otherwise it doesn't work. It has to truly resonate. So that's where I come in. We will end our session with an intuitive tapping emotional freedom technique. It's something that I've just more recently began incorporating into my practice, and I've been using it for my own personal healing and growth. And I've just been blown away by how much I have gained from this, and that's now something that I'm offering in my coaching sessions. And then we close up the session, and I send you some after-session notes with a personalized script that would go along with the emotional freedom technique, and I will teach you more about that in our sessions. And then I will also be providing you with some journal prompts, a little bit of homework for the week. Typically, I like to work with my clients once a week, but it's also something that we can cater to your needs and go from there. So if you guys are interested in any of this, or you'd like to just have a session with me to see if we're a good fit, because I understand that I might not be a good fit for everyone, and that's totally okay. It really is about finding that person. Like, there's so many different mindset coaches, life coaches, and therapists, but you really do have to find one that fits for you. And so just know that I will not take it personally if we do have a session together and you find that I'm not necessarily a good fit for you. So if you've never been coached by me before and you're interested in a free mini session, then I will put the link to my calendar in the show notes of this episode, and you can go ahead and schedule a free mini session with me to take me for a test drive. See if you like me. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play the episode that I have prepared for you today, all about simplifying your life. I have so much to share, so many personal experiences, and I just wanted to take a minute to share with you some of the ways in my life that I have become more simple and how I've done that, how I've gotten to that place. I love to do this monthly mindset call. It's usually the first Thursday of every month, but this past week I had to postpone it to this week because I was not feeling well, had to take some things off my plate last week. So, which I'm excited to, it's going to really coincide with what I plan to talk about tonight about simplifying. And sometimes you just need to take some things off your plate for the sake of rest or sanity, or just to care for yourself. We're always presented with different various things throughout our lives, and we just need to know when to pivot, when to simplify, and when to delegate, or even just remove things from our calendar, from our plate, so that we can take time to heal and to take care of ourselves. So tonight we are talking about simplifying. It's something that's really been on my mind a lot lately, because actually since 2020. And I wonder if this is something you are all experiencing. 2020 has really shifted things for many of us in some challenging ways, but also I think in some good ways. It's kind of shaken things up and has given us the opportunity to look at things differently. And I feel like 2020 for us was really the beginning of a lot of getting rid of and letting go of various things in our lives. And it's interesting when you think about the amount of decisions that we need to make each day and how it has continued to increase over the past few centuries. And think about the amount of choices we're presented with on a daily basis. Instead of having to choose between two or three options, we now have hundreds of different options in every category imaginable, like food, entertainment, drinks, clothing, cars, phones, flavors, scents. Just a few weeks ago, I was at the mall with my kids doing a little bit of school shopping, and I was in Bath and Body Works. And can you believe the amount of choices you have in candles and scents? Two full stores, full of candles, scents. And it's just crazy when you think about the amount of choices that we have. And on some level, it seems awesome, but also I think that it can really have an effect on our well-being, having too many decisions to make. It's no wonder I'm so physically and emotionally exhausted every time I have to go to the mall because of it's just sensory and decision overload. And I just feel exhausted every time that I come home. Many of us really do struggle with this decision overload, but I really think that I can help guide you in the right direction, because this has been a journey that Sean and I have been on as of more recently since 2020. And we've really had to rethink a lot of things. Imagine you have three batteries, one for your mental energy, one for your physical energy, and one for the amount of time in a day. And the second you get out of bed, we are literally racing against these three batteries, trying to ensure that we fit in everything that we need and want to do into each day that we have. But often we end the day feeling completely defeated and saying things like, there's never enough time in a day. Why can't I seem to catch up? Why do I always start the day off strong and end it by sabotaging my goals? Why can't I seem to make better choices when it comes to consuming food, drinks, and entertainment, even social media? We've all been caught in that trap where we spend far too much time scrolling social media, but this applies to a lot of different areas of our lives. And I feel like if you can understand how what's causing you to have less self-control later in the day, then you can kind of get a handle on it. So that's why I wanted to explain this tonight. So ER Shred really has been the lead domino for us. It has truly been the key that has unlocked my ability to be more disciplined in my life. And it has also fanned the flame of belief in myself that I can actually stick with things long-term. Going on 2 years now living this lifestyle, and it's still mind-blowing to me because I'm 41 years old and have tried so many different things in the past and have never been able to stick with anything longer than maybe a month. You know, I'm always like, oh, bouncing around to one thing or another, or just not finding the willpower or discipline to stick with anything long term. And when you take a look at it and kind of reverse engineer, like, what happened? What is it here that has like literally flipped the switch in my brain? ER Shred has really freed up so much of my mental energy because of how much it has decreased the amount of decisions I need to make each day. All of us in ER Shred, we're experiencing tremendous freedom by simply eliminating all of the choices in our diet. And some might say, this sounds like we are deprived, you know, when you have to eliminate so many different things, but why then are we all feeling so alive, right? It's like, okay, so less is more. We are experiencing firsthand that less is more. Less decisions to make frees up mental space. And with ER Shred, we have less things to remember to buy at the store, less ingredients, no more following complicated recipes, no more using all those fancy kitchen gadgets that are just taking up space in your cabinets. I mean, I've gotten rid of so many of the extra little gadgets that I've had in my kitchen. And over the summer, we just really started to simplify when it comes to our possessions. If you were like me and you went from vegan to ER Shred, you know just how much time you're saving, less dishes you're using, and the amount of time spent eating and food prepping. I was literally always hungry. Every 2 to 3 hours, I was whipping up some new complicated vegan recipe, you know, because it takes a lot of ingredients to make it taste good. So, or make it like filling, just less time in the kitchen. So I really, really love that. The simplicity has just been incredibly liberating. But, you know, over the past couple of years, like I said, since starting ER Shred, Sean and I have continued to simplify our lives in other areas as well. We've been letting go of so many of our possessions. Like over the summer, we sold our other home, we sold our boat, we started paddleboarding more. Just, you know, making things more simple has actually been a lot more enjoyable because we realized that we had so many of the things that we felt obligated. It's almost like you have this obligation, like, well, I spent money on it and now I need to use it, but then trying to find the time to use all the things like our other home, the boat, and all the extra little toys and things. And even, like I said, the kitchen gadgets, like you always feel like, oh, I have all these things, I need to use them. And so by eliminating so many of our possessions, it's really just felt so much lighter. And we are finding ways to have fun that doesn't even require any, like anything fancy, like a boat or even any money. Like it's just been really fun to kind of take a step back and connect to our roots, our ancestral roots, you know, which is what we're all about. And, you know, when I think about all the different dates, you know, Sean and I for years, for like 15 years of our marriage, every single weekend we'd go on a date and we'd go to a dinner and a movie. And now we just go on hikes. We go on hikes for our date and we would still go eat out, but it's like every time we think, should we go eat out? We're always like, well, I kind of prefer getting my grass-fed beef and real butter because, you know, at restaurants, for some reason, not many restaurants offer real butter. You're going to get the like vegetable oil butter. So we've always kind of just naturally opted out of going out to eat just because we prefer getting better quality food. You spend more money to get lesser quality food whenever you eat out. Okay. So the benefits of simplifying conserves valuable mental energy. It improves self-control because, like I said, you're less in control of your urges and cravings later in the day because that's when your mental energy begins to run out. So that will explain why you maybe feel like later in the day you revert back to your old habits of snacking later at night or indulging in too much social media, wasting time. We love social media. It's been such a beautiful way for all of us to connect. We're using it now. So there's nothing wrong with social media. It's just, it is something that can become a culprit if we're not aware of how much time we're spending on it. And if we're not really intentional about what we're going to be doing on social media, because I'm guilty of it. I've spent way too much time swiping, TikToks or Instagram reels, and it's fun, it's enjoyable. But what I've made a huge goal to set a timer whenever I allow myself to indulge in social media and scrolling and just kind of like mindlessly enjoying what I see, because it is entertainment and I do love it and I appreciate it. But I make sure that I set a timer so that I don't, so that I ensure that I am using my time the way I ultimately want to, and not another day goes by where I'm like, oh wow, I didn't really get much done because I'm always distracted with my phone. That's just one of the biggest things that I wanted to make sure that you're all aware of. If you find yourself giving in, or later in the day, that's the time where you don't seem to be as motivated to stick with your plans that you made for the week or your diet or whatever. Just know that that mental energy will run out the more decisions that you're presented with on a daily basis, and you can prevent yourself from falling into those traps by, planning ahead of time, like maybe going to bed earlier, just knowing beforehand what you're going to be doing in the evening, what you're going to be eating, when you're going to be going to bed, how much time you're going to be spending on social media and or watching Netflix, all those things. So it's just really about planning ahead of time. But I'm also in a minute going to share three tips that I feel can really help combat decision fatigue. Going back to the benefits of simplifying your life, also, it improves the quality of your decisions, because the more decisions you have to make over time, you start to just kind of like, all right, choose one, choose that. And then your decisions ultimately aren't what you would want if you actually preserve some of that mental energy to make the important decisions, which is usually best to do first thing in the day when you have more of that mental energy available for you. Also, like I said, it saves a lot of time simplifying. You've already seen how you're saving time with your diet by simplifying there, but imagine other areas that you can simplify and how much time you can save in other areas as well. It improves overall well-being, and it makes space. This is my favorite one. It makes space for creative problem solving and also just creativity in general. I really feel like ensuring that we have that creative energy, that we're utilizing our creative energy to make important decisions or to problem solve or just to create something awesome in your life. It's important that we simplify so that we can free up space for that creative energy to flow through us, and we can ultimately create the life that we all want. Okay, so three ways to combat decision fatigue. Number one, reduce the amount of decisions you need to make. You got to get rid of stuff, like declutter, simplify your space, your home screen, your apps, subscriptions, your wardrobe, exercise equipment, books, your kids. Maybe you could get rid of one or two of them, like it's all about simplifying. But I wanted to share how a while ago I was like, really wanting to learn a lot, and I started subscribing to a lot of different apps, things that would help me improve, like a meditation app, or I don't know if you've heard of Skillshare, but I was like, oh, there's so many different things you can learn with the Skillshare app. So I was just like, oh yeah, I could learn like creative writing, I could learn about video editing, like anything that you want to learn, you could find it in Skillshare. It's a subscription that you pay for the app yearly. I realized that I was paying for different apps, and at the same time, with good intentions, I just wanted to learn and improve and get better at meditating regularly. So I purchased an app, and I kept purchasing apps, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to a point where I realized that I was feeling overwhelmed because of the amount of apps that I purchased. Because like I said in the beginning, the things that you pay for, you spend money on, there's a part of you that's like, okay, I spent money on it, I have to use it. So I found myself feeling overwhelmed by the amount of apps that I had. I'm like, oh, I got to use Skillshare because I paid for it. I got to use my meditation app, and I got to use like there was like five different apps that I had paid for. I didn't realize that I had done this to myself, but I was feeling overwhelmed and pressure to use all of them. But once I realized that and became aware of what it was doing to me, having an opposite effect of what I ultimately wanted, I decided, okay, I'm going to, after those subscriptions ran out, I made a goal to only have a subscription to only one app per year. And so right now I'm choosing the meditation app so that I can get in a good habit, and meditation is just a huge priority for me. So I choose the meditation app this year, and next year, if I want to, I can choose a different one. So that has really helped me to simplify my life by making sure that I'm, you know, looking at all areas of my life. So the subscriptions was one thing, and books. Books was another thing. I was just buying books all the time. So I was just like craving learning, and I just love reading books and learning from other people. And I was buying so many, like on Audible, and just purchasing actual books from Amazon. And I was feeling overwhelmed by the amount of books I had. And that was just stressing me out. So I made another goal with books. I stopped buying books. I allow myself one new book a year. And I found that I have plenty of books to, I can go back and reread them. I have all my Audible books still. So I go back and re-listen to some. So I don't feel like I'm missing out in any way, because some of these books that I've found that are really good and helpful, I do want to reread them. But if I'm continuing to buy new books all the time, I'm never allowing space or time to go back and read those books. So one new book a year, one new subscription a year. And that's just a few areas that I have made an effort to simplify, and it really has freed up time, mental space, less decisions to make. And then, okay, so number two is to automate as many decisions as you can. I'm really all about routines, creating routines and systems, which will help you form habits. And when things become habits, they no longer require that mental energy. It's just something that you do. And I am all about planning, plan out your week. And that way you can make most of your decisions ahead of time, and you can get in that flow of decision making, and you can plan to plan during the time where you have that mental energy, you're refreshed, do it first thing in the morning. And that way you're looking at your week ahead of time, making a lot of the decisions beforehand. And that can really ensure that your week goes as planned, and also mindfully living. Sometimes people will say, well, if you plan a lot, then you're not allowing yourself to go with the flow and, you know, not living in the present. But really, it's like, it's almost like I like to compare it to the mental practice. A lot of athletes and even performers and public speakers, they do mental practice. And that way, so for me, I feel like planning out my week ahead of time is a way for me to visualize how it's going to go, practice it in my mind, and then it really does have a huge effect on how my week plays out. One thing that I wanted to share is my system with my wardrobe. So that's another thing that I have really simplified. I've really thinned out my wardrobe. I went through a phase where I was just buying a lot of clothes, and I was really into clothes for a little while, but that was just, I realized it just wasn't me. And I also felt overwhelmed every time I went into my closet, seeing all these clothes that I never wore, spent money on, didn't wear them, or maybe wore them once. And I was like, okay, why do I keep doing this to myself? So I've eliminated, like, I am down to probably a quarter of what my wardrobe used to be. I got rid of so many things that were just sitting in my closet, and I thought maybe one day I'll wear them, or, well, I spent money on them, but I don't actually like wearing it, but I spent money on it. So I kind of felt like, oh, well, maybe I'll wear it one day. But years went by and I didn't wear the things. And so I finally got to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm letting these things go. I'm simplifying my wardrobe and I'm creating a system. My system, I made a video about it on my YouTube channel. So basically, first step is eliminating all the things that I don't wear. If I haven't worn it within the last 6 months or a year, I let it go. And I don't feel like, oh, I'm throwing away money, because I'm donating it, or my sister loves my clothes. So she's always happy anytime I want to give her any of my clothes. So it doesn't feel like I've wasted any money, because I know sometimes that can be something that holds us back from getting rid of things because we're like, whoa, I paid so much money for that. And it feels like I'm just throwing it away. But just think of it more in terms of donating to somebody who might really enjoy it. So with my clothes, with my wardrobe, I've eliminated all the decisions with what I wear every day. This shirt today, I didn't choose to wear this. I'm going to try to explain my system without, because I created a video that shows you how I do it, but I'm going to explain how I do it. So I hope this makes sense. So every time I wash my clothes, I hang them up on the back of the rack. So I wear only the next shirt in line. So I'm wearing everything equally. I'm cycling through all of my clothes equally. So what I do is I pick the shirt that's next in line, and then I pick shorts or pants to go with it. So I have like 5 of my favorite shorts, 5 of my favorite pants, and I just pick a pair of pants or shorts, depending on the weather, that goes best with the shirt that is next in line. Does that make sense? So that's my system. So I don't make any decisions with my wardrobe, never have to decide, what am I going to wear today? Just wear what's next in line. So making those, creating those types of systems in certain areas of your life can really free up some of that mental space. Okay. And the last one, number 3, do the most important things first. Like I said, the things that require the most mental energy, don't waste your best energy on those repetitive tasks. I suggest doing the hardest, most complicated tasks first thing in the morning when your mind is sharp and all 3 batteries are fully charged and ready to go. I want to leave you guys with some questions that you can ask yourself when it comes to going through either your wardrobe, possessions in your home, books. These are some questions that you can ask yourself when trying to eliminate and simplify. Do I need this? You have to really get honest with yourself. Do you actually need it? And do you like your reason for keeping it in your life? The next question, is this an outdated reason? Sometimes we keep things, and at one point, this could apply to people. You know, like sometimes we associate with people because, you know, perhaps we're just lifelong best friends. You know, you were best friends in high school and you just feel like, oh, we got to be friends forever. But what if that person is no longer, it doesn't have to be a sad thing. You know, it could just be like, I heard this quote once. It was something like, life is like an elevator. Sometimes you need to stop and let people off. So when you think about certain people that are in your life, that you feel almost an obligation to keep them in your life, but they're no longer, they were an important part of your life for a season, but no, they no longer fit in your life now. So just getting clear on, is this an outdated reason why you are keeping the thing, the person, the home? Like for me, letting go of that home was really hard. I had to get really clear on, because I had all these reasons why I wanted to keep the house for years. It was a home that, so just to explain, give you a little background for those of you who don't know, Sean and I, we bought this house up north in Salt Lake together when we first got married, and we had one baby at the time, and we had the house for 16 years, and it was just the home. It was very sentimental to us, and our kids, we raised our kids in that home. But then over time, we bought this house down here more as like a vacation getaway. And so we were going back and forth for 10 years, doing 6 months up there, 6 months down here. And it was beautiful for a while. We did it for 10 years and it was a lot of fun. But, and I had all these reasons why I wanted to keep doing it. Like I loved that we got to chase good weather. I loved that my kids got to meet friends in other areas. It gave them the opportunity to make new friends. It was fun to just get to switch things up here and there. But as they got older, things started to change. And all my reasons for holding on to the house, it felt like, well, I love the house because I had my babies in this house, or all these things that I realized that it served me for a time, that keeping that house was, it was awesome while we had it, but I had to be honest with myself, like, okay, is it time to let it go? And why am I trying to cling to that? And do I like my reasons? And I, once I got really clear on my reasons. I was like, okay, those reasons are outdated. I'm ready to let go of the house. And it was unbelievably hard to sell that house because of how sentimental it was for us. But it's just the way life is. You have these seasons. They're very important when you're in that season. But then when you transition into this next season of your life, you have to get clear on, all right, is it time to let this go? Was this meant to be in my life for that season? And now I'm in a new season. So those are just some questions you can ask yourself. Oh, the other questions I didn't finish. Also, have I used this within the past year? And then is this serving me in any way? And maybe it was serving you, like I said, at a time, and now it's not. So I hope that this can inspire you all to simplify in all areas, or just choose one area that you feel is the most overwhelming right now. Choose one area. You don't want to overwhelm yourself by having to go through all your books and your wardrobe and create all these systems. It's like, we started with ER Shred. It's the lead domino. Now, what's the next thing that you can, how can you allow this ER Shred concept to spill over into other areas of your life and reap the benefits that we've seen from simplifying our diet and eliminating some of those decisions that we have to make so that we can free up some of that valuable mental space for creating the life that we really want.
Thanks for listening to the Wannabe Balanced podcast. Get access to free resources available at wannabebalanced.com. If you love the show, then leave a review or share it with a friend. Until next week.